Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer and life and all the goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Each week, the hosts may be different, but don't you worry, they are guaranteed to be poor quality material. Join us as we listen in as the brew crew talks about what ails their life. Let's see what we're drinking.
Mine's going to be a little late. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, mine was too.
That's cool. Want to do it again? Ready. That's cool, guys.
Should we do it again or no?
Nah, it's fine. Mine's been late the past three times, actually.
Happy birthday to Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
To
happy
Chris.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Dear Chris.
Dear Chris.
Okay, I'm not going to join
happy
in.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
To Chris.
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 Thanks, guys.
Surprise.
It's surprise. Birthday spectacular.
Surprise.
How does it feel?
A little inside joke for the people who listen to the first two episodes.
Oh, but this makes four. Welcome to Poor Quality. We're basically going to get right into it. Today, I asked the boys to come with us with a fictional character to describe their brews. First of all, let me say that I am Michael Wadena, and it is so good to be alive. I am drinking a Yazoo Hot Perfect IPA brewed right here in Nashville, Tennessee. And boy, this is probably one of my favorite beers in the last year or so, ever since I turned 21.
When you started drinking.
When I had my first beer.
But not at Belmont.
No,
not
I
at
wouldn't.
Belmont. No,
I
no, 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 no,
no, no. Clearly.
But yeah, it is an IPA, so it's a little bit more bitter, but it's very citrusy and very like floral, almost like berry-ish. I don't know. It's hard. It's not necessarily sour. It's definitely more bitter, but it kind of reminds me of like a thornberry. So I thought, you know, it would be smashing. I chose Nigel Thornberry to describe this brewski, and I think it's spot on. Yeah, Christopher, Mr. Birthday Boy, what are you drinking?
Not beer.
Oops. what?
I am drinking some Sweet Walter red wine, which is basically grape
ooh.
Juice.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's versus go juice.
Which I was really, I don't know, trying to think of someone, and I really couldn't come up with anybody, but it reminds me a lot of, well, were you going for, like, cartoon characters, or, like, does it not matter?
You could do whatever. You could make something up. You could do a cartoon character. You could do, like,
because even
TV
though it's
character.
Not an Appletini, it kind of reminds me of a JD kind of drink from Scrubs.
All right.
Okay.
That'll work.
All right.
Okay.
That'll work. Just nice. Super fruity. Yeah. Doesn't taste like there's alcohol in it at all.
Down in the whole sweet
and
thing
it's
of
my
wine.
Kind of drink.
It's just like a placebo effect drink. You're just going to finish it and think you're drunk, but it's really just apple juice.
Pretty much. I mean, there's like 11%, so I don't know.
That's a large bottle.
It's a regular size, I guess.
Yeah. Chris just has small hands.
It's an airplane bottle.
I don't know. I can top one of these off and feel pretty good for the night, so.
Nice. You deserve it, birthday boy.
Thanks.
True. You enjoyed that. Who you handed it off to, Chris?
Yeah.
The suspense is killing us.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, no, hold. No, 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 wait, wait, Chris.
Wait.
Hold.
Suspension.
Hold.
And wait. Oh, cops.
Hello? The cops. No, they're coming.
They know. Chris, too long. You waited.
You waited so long it was illegal.
All right. I'm going to quick eat a lot of potato Olays while we're waiting for this monster.
Yeah, that's...
What the heck? It's not even making normal noises. It's making R2 noises. What the heck?
It's the hip-hop police.
Whip, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Hey, Mr. Zach, what are you drinking?
Hello.
My name is Zach, and I'm drinking an Elysian beer, and I cannot... Trent, help me out here.
Space dust.
So for I'm at Trent's casa recording in his lovely studio with him today. And he was very, very sweet and gave me a space dust from Elysian. It is very, very hoppy. It's a good brew. My fictional character is going to be Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy, because it kind of gets you right away, and it's spunky and it's space related.
Okay. I like that.
I'm gonna say though, when you say the sentence, Trent gave me space dust, it sounds like anything.
Oh, it does not sound good, and it sounds like those cops are at the right place.
I know. Trent gave me space dust. Don't say that to me.
No.
No.
Colin, my friend, what are you drinking?
Hello, it's Colin. I am drinking a Back 40 Beer Company Truck Stop Honey. It's a brown ale, so I generally like those. They're usually pretty good. Trent turned me on to... Back 40 Beer Company. He had a different beer. What was it? Naked Pig?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That one's really good. He brought those over for when he was in town for my wedding. He brought those over, so those were really good. If I had to describe this as a fictional character, have you all seen Tropic Thunder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Robert Downey Jr. plays Kirk Lazarus, who is a white man disguised as a black man. This is a brown ale, but it's pretty light. It's pretty... relatively easy to drink, so it acts like a much lighter beer masked in a dark beer.
That is an incredibly good choice.
That was well thought
of. Fictional character.
Well,
if I were to pick, like, even before you hear mine and before you hear Trent's, that's the one that won.
I thought
that was so good.
I thought so. Well, speaking of Matt, what are you drinking?
Yeah, I'm Matt Byers.
Oh.
And I'm drinking. Oh. And I'm drinking a Jack's Hard Cider.
Mm-hmm.
And my fictional character, you know her.
Oh.
You love her. She's a cartoon. Oh, and she's a hot mom.
No.
And you may have seen her.
No.
Such fantastic.
I specifically asked for not this.
I regret picking you. I wish I would have gone to Trent.
Sigourney Weaver. The
Mike,
hot cartoon.
Mike, you're in control of this one.
Woo!
Mike, take control.
Hey, I accept this ruling. I think it's A-okay.
No.
Sigourney Weaver's got a pass. Matt, can you do a little bit of explaining why?
Yeah.
Why cartoon?
Yeah.
Thank would you please talk more?
So, cartoon Sigourney Weaver is a hot mom.
No.
This Jack's Hard Cider is also a hot mom. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Did you just dab?
Thank you.
It is hard to argue with that, I'll be honest.
Trent, I'm going to ask you what you're drinking just as soon as I finish describing what I'm drinking.
Please save us, Trent.
I'm just kidding. Trent, what are you drinking tonight?
Hey, everyone. I am Trent. I might be breaking the rules a little bit here, but I'll ask you guys. I've got... Ooh, it's called the Grizz. It's an Imperial IPA from Tallgrass Brewing in Manhattan, Kansas.
What?
And it's 9.5%. But it's very sweet and then a little spicy in the end.
Hmm.
So my rule breaking would be the character of Rock the Dwayne Johnson.
Oh.
Because he's strong, but he's got a little zest and he's a sweet boy.
So I'll allow it. Well, I'm not that I have the power to allow or disallow things, but I think if you're talking about the wrestler, The Rock, that is a fictional character that you are more than welcome to use.
But this isn't The Rock. This is Rock the Dwayne Johnson.
Rock the Dwayne. Yeah.
That's Rock the thing. The Dwayne. That's where I'm kind of getting lost in the sauce.
Nobody's ever said that before.
Mike, we just got started.
You heard it here first. But when I think of it, Rock the Dwayne Johnson is a celebrity. He's not a fictional character. So I think...
Well...
But there's this public persona.
Wait. Have any of you ever seen Rock the Dwayne Johnson, IRL?
No.
Then can we really confirm?
What if
that's a good point. Have you seen Nigel Thornberry?
No, and that's the point, because it's supposed to be fictional.
Have you guys ever seen...
Rock the Dwayne's character in the movie... what's the one where he's a dancer?
The Tooth Fairy?
The Tooth Fairy. Yes.
That does not sound like...
Now, Trent, I have a real test question for you.
Okay.
If your beer was in a cast, could it flex and break out of this cast?
Well, see, that's a good question. Is I'm actually drinking it out of a States metal like mug. So it's robust in here. But this beer... It just flex its veiny biceps and crack the plaster right off it.
For anybody who's curious, he's actually flexing.
I was flexing. Yeah. You want to try it?
Yeah.
Try flexing?
Oh, no, Mike, don't flex.
Anyway, smashing. So I wanted to come to the table tonight to figure out a little bit more about three of these individuals in particular. Colin and Zach have wives. They are married. The old balls and chains. But like, I myself have like recently entered into a really exciting relationship, but I want to know our three both engaged and married boys what it's like to be, kind of explore that realm of marriage and kind of see what that's about.
Don't do it.
Oh. Can you open up that envelope a little bit for me?
unpack that one a little bit.
It's pretty wonderful. Sorry, I'm going first.
Oh, please.
Nobody else can stop
me. That's cool.
taking turns is for weenies.
good catch.
I got Chris. He loves that weenie humor.
No, it's really nice. At this point, I guess a little background about Lita, my wife and I. We met at summer camp 4 years ago. 3 months into knowing each other, we started dating. 6 months into knowing each other, we moved in together. And then a year and a half of knowing each other, we got engaged. And 2 years later, we were married. Or 2 years after we knew each other. So... things went pretty quickly for us, I guess. And it, like, something clicked right away. Like, I think that summer I told Trent that, like, we were like, hey, I'm probably going to marry this person. So at this point now, like, where I'm at and my relationship with her now, it's more of really, like, she's just a part of me. Like, I don't know what it's like to not, like, have her there. So it's wonderful having that extra part of you, I guess, and that extra like person that you is always there. And
yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know, Colin. What do you think?
So you're 23.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys started dating when you were. Well, you guys met when you were 20.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean. Yeah, pretty much the same. I mean, mine and Emerald's story is just different. We've been together for, in January, it'll be 6 years. So since I was 17 and she was 14. But yeah, I mean, now that we've been married for coming up on, just over like about 2.5 months. And yeah, but even before that, and especially now, it's like you said, I mean, she's an extension of who I am. You know, there's every human is flawed and has gaps, and Emerald fills those and, you know, helps make me a better person and getting a little sappy, but I mean, hard not to.
I mean, it's good to spread some love and to kind of show that love. Emerald, though. I love that name.
Emerald, yes. Yeah, my wife's name is Emerald, like the gem. That's always a fun one that she has to try to spell at stores and stuff like that. It's Emerald. Yeah, like the stone. E-M, yeah. So, so that's fun. Her last name was Samar. So now that it's a more kind of a generic Parker, I think she appreciates not having to spell her last name everywhere she goes.
Right.
Wait, it was Emerald Samar?
Well, you don't have to pronounce Emerald like that. You're really enunciating that middle syllable.
Emerald?
Yeah, emerald. I just
say, I think it's Emerald.
I just say Emerald.
Oh, it's so good to meet
emerald.
You,
Emerald. Emerald Samar. But yeah, I mean, like,
when did you say you guys first met?
We met when I was a junior and she was a freshman in high school. So I guess we are high school sweethearts.
High school sweethearts.
One of my friends, well, I guess the first time we met was I played football for 4 years in high school, but by that I mean strictly. No, hold on. Before you meet him. I was on the team for 4 years. I played a collective total of about 4 minutes. So I never was good. I only stayed with it so I could get out of school early my senior year. But so anyways,
like
so one day, thank you. At the time, they were very good methods. But so as I was in most every practice, I was on the sideline just talking with my friends and everything like that. And Emerald was a cross-country runner, and she was running around the track. And, I mean, one of my friends just turns around and goes, "Hey, what's your name?" And she was like, Emerald? And he goes, "Nice." And so that was, like, the first, like, official time I guess I heard of her. And then, to make a very kind of long story short, a few months later, one of my friends was interested in one of her friends, and we could drive and they couldn't. And so my friend drove her friend to the mall. And then she was like, "Hey, there's this, get together later, come on by," kind of thing. And so we went over and Emerald was there. And one of Emerald's friends had, a lot of interest in me, I guess is the best way to put it.
All right.
And I had, sorry to say, no interest in her. So, I kind of forced Emerald to like sit by my side and talk to me the whole night, so that her friend would not. And so we talked and I got enough courage to ask for a number. And then this was like in December.
And her hand in marriage.
Yeah. And then 6 years later or five and a half. But
what did you say when she asked what your name was for her phone?
Oh, I was like, it's Theodore. Not again.
No!
Why does this keep happening? No, but so, yeah, so we've been together, and like I said, I mean, she's the other half. She's the best friend. She's, like, she's at school and I'm at home or something like that. Like, if we're apart, it feels like parts are missing, and, I mean, as, a relationship point, I guess, you don't really realize, I guess, how much your relationship's going to change when you're married until it does. And then all of a sudden it's not kind of unspoken, but you kind of just get and feel more responsibility to be, you know, protector, provider, supporter. So it's a fun transition and it's, you know, you learn every day and for every step forward, you might take two back, but it's progress.
Wait.
No, it's not.
I didn't say forwards or backwards.
I think progress is implied.
You slide to
forwards.
Slide to the left.
It has a general connotation.
Crisscross!
And then you both clap your hands.
You're walking backwards, but you're getting somewhere.
We're getting somewhere.
No, that's a funny thing. Like, everybody, to make small talk when you get married, everybody's like, "Oh, so how's being married?" And you're like, "Oh, it's fine. Like, nothing's really different." Just so that you don't have to try and explain, like, things are actually different.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like it's a strange, like, I'm excited after you get married, Matt, to, like, talk to you about this feeling and see, like, if you can put it to words better than I can.
And then it can be something that we can share and then just kind of push Trent out of the group.
Hello. There he goes.
Now, Matt, like, I know really, honest to God, nothing about your fiance, but also, like, I know you guys got engaged a few months ago. Do you guys have, like, a date you're looking at?
Yeah, no. So, over the summer, so I got engaged to my high school sweetheart.
Oh, Mike.
I got engaged to her in May, on the same day that I graduated with Colin and Chris.
Yeah, you did.
And not Trent. He graduated early. Nice. But yes.
And not me. I graduated late.
And not Mike. Mike's not even
not yet.
Also, I'm still in school.
But yeah, we found this really, really, really nice venue, and we were getting everything set up, and we got to the point where we were about to sign a contract for this place in Minneapolis. And Hannah just called me. Hannah's my fiance, and she called me and said, you know, yes, obviously I want us to get married, but I'm finishing up school, which she is. She's finishing up her senior year at Twin Cities with a Spanish major.
Muy bien.
I don't know any Spanish, otherwise I would have hopped right on that. ¿Dónde está los locos tacos?
She's going to like this a lot.
J'aime mucho les baguettes.
Okay. Kind of transition there. Made a little pivot in Europe. Little pivot.
Pivot. Pivot. Chris Kroll. Clap your hands.
Anyway, she was, she said, I don't want us to plan this in different cities, because we've been long distance all 4.5 years that we've been dating. She's been in Minneapolis, I've been in Nashville, Tennessee. She said, I don't want to plan this until we can be in the same place together. And I was like, yes, that makes so much sense. That's what I want as well. I don't want to put all this on you, because I don't know. And you two boys who are married will have to agree or disagree with this. But all of the questions get routed to the women. All of the questions about marriage, about engagement, about dates, about venues, all of that straight to the women. And none of it to us. Like, people expect us. People expect us to not know. And, like, that was, I like sat in comfortable ignorance for like the first, for most of this summer, while Hannah just got bombarded with questions, and I didn't know like how stressful that was until she actually had to sit down and tell me like, hey, you don't know this, but this is super stressful, and I want to do this when we're together. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. That makes so much sense. And I wouldn't want to do it all myself, and I don't want you to have to do it all yourself. So
yeah, that's for sure. Like the best way to do it. And like also for Mike and Chris and Trent as well, like don't try and rush into the wedding part, like enjoy being engaged. Cause like the wedding is so stressful leading up to it. but like in a similar situation, like I was going to school, just started a new full-time job, and she was like transitioning in her job, and like we just had so much going on. We moved twice the month, like 2 weeks before we got married. Wow. So it was like there was just so much going on that it was probably the most stressful like thing that I've ever gone through.
Yeah.
So don't rush it, and please God, wait until you're together.
Yes, that's the plan.
Yeah, that's like what Emerald and I did as well, because when we got engaged in December when I was home for Christmas break, and kind of started, you know, minor planning details and what we could do. And then we, you know, got busy with our semesters and it kind of fell to the wayside, you know, so to say. Like we just both weren't actively communicating with any, you know, vendors or anything like that, the, you know, people that would be there or anything. And then when I graduated in May, we decided beforehand we were getting married in September, and all of a sudden it just kicked into high gear. And, you know, we had 3 or 4 months to, you know, make sure we had everything nailed down. Emerald had her dress like I think a month or two after we got engaged kind of thing. So she was ready for that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was just a matter of locking everything else down. And so, but so that being said, I had the opportunity, I'm sure with my internship, I could have stayed in Nashville. But I was like, we only going to be engaged for like 4 more months. I don't want to spend those 4 months separated from you. And I don't want you to have to, I don't want to plan a remote wedding where it's like, you're just calling me on the phone and being like, hey, can you do this and I'll do this kind of thing. Like it would just wasn't our idea of like how we wanted to spend our rather short engagement. So
right.
I definitely understand Hannah.
I'll pop in here as I'm the only one here that's able to have said that I've met each of your guys' significant others.
Mm-hmm.
But, and maybe this is the 9.5 Rock the Dwayne I'm drinking, but like, it honestly is so nice to be with you guys and your significant others. Like, I feel included and happy, and I don't feel like it's you guys, and then it's like it's me. It's like all of us together, and it's just congrats. You guys did a good job.
Yeah, I think that speaks loads about both a person and that relationship too. Just to be able to like still have a social life outside of what it is to like be married and like be with someone, like that plays a really big role of like how you should be as a person. So that's really good to hear just from an outside perspective. So thank you, Trent. So we have two high school sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of you believe in elementary school sweethearts?
Are you going to convince me?
Hear me out.
You're a few years too late there.
I do not know anyone who's gone from that point A to point B, elementary school, playing on the teeter-totter, to the wedding hall. But when I was in third grade, I was sitting in the cafeteria. It was lunchtime. And I had... or it was like chicken nugget day. And this girl that was sitting across from me, I had just scarfed down my meal because I was a big boy when I was just a whippersnapper. But she had like half her chicken nuggets eaten. And she said, hey, do you want my chicken nuggets?
Aw.
And I thought she was the one.
That was love. No, that was love.
What?
That was it, Mike. Spoiler. What are you doing?
I took the chicken nuggets and ran, man.
No, I did. Take the ham.
No, I did.
That's the right move. Right move.
Because clearly this person doesn't finish their chicken nuggets always.
Yeah, so you sat on a lot of chicken nuggets.
Yeah. You should have made the investment in that relationship.
Think of your future. Think of the nugs.
Why do you think I married somebody so small?
She gives me all her nugs.
Yeah, she only eats half of her meal always.
I don't know how I forgot to mention this. When Emerald was running around the track when I technically first met her, she was running around the track and my friend Christian said, you know, what's your name? And she said, Emerald. And she said, do you guys want these nuggets? I was like, this is love. This is love.
That's it, Mike. You missed it. That's the sign. That's the sign.
That's when you know.
So I'm not married now. Oh, sorry.
No, go.
No, Chris, talk, please.
Do you have a chicken nugget story?
No, I was just gonna say I'm not married now, nor have I ever been. But was it ever a thing for you guys in like kindergarten?
Thinking about my life.
Thank you for clarifying that because I wasn't actually sure.
Sorry, Chris. What was your question?
And start it from the beginning, please.
All right.
Yeah. So about your third divorce.
I have not been married, nor have I ever been. But in
Okay.
In kindergarten or like first grade or around there, like did anybody ever have like friends or experience a situation where like there were guys and girls in the class who were like, oh, we're going to get married. Like just because, yes. I don't know.
Oh, of course.
It's kindergarten. Yeah, and yes. Like you don't know.
My first crush was on this girl that lived across the street from me when I lived in New Hope, Minnesota. And she was real cute. Her dad had a boat. go hit up a Lake Independence there, take our tubes out, you know, have a real good time.
Oh, sure.
And they had a trampoline, which was big time. And she was super cool. And we went to elementary school together. And then she's actually the one who introduced me to Never Shout Never.
Oh, no.
I know.
You were her gay friend.
Yeah, what? No. But yeah, we've like stayed in touch, and we actually met up at Mall of America once, and Zach was there for that.
I was there for that, yes.
You? Yeah. And who knows? Allie, if you're listening? Hey.
If you're listening,
what's up?
What's up?
Hey, shout out to Allie. When I was little, I lived in Texas for like a year, and I was probably three or four, and I took gymnastic classes as a kid, and there was this one girl, I don't know her name, but my family has pictures of her. There was this one girl who was just infatuated with
I don't know
baby
if that's cool.
No, like, okay, don't make
when
it weird.
When I was
weird.
Three or four, my parents have pictures of her.
Of, like, us at, like, just gymnastics class. Don't make it a weird thing.
My parents have loads of pictures of children in their basement.
My parents might listen
it's
to
not
this.
Weird.
They took lots of pictures at my gym meets. Mommy, take a picture of me, please.
Please, Mom, it's a new leotard.
I'm on the paddle horse, Mother. Look at me.
Watch the balance.
Camera over here, Daddy.
You're missing it.
Sorry, I'm sure your parents are lovely.
They are. I've met them.
Shout out to Steve and Michelle. But no, so there was this girl that, I mean, like, I guess, you know, in three or four, you're not really, when you're a 3 or 4 year old boy, you got no interest in girls or anything like that. But this girl had a lot of interest in baby Colin. And I just was just trying to, like, push away. Like, in the picture, you can see my face is so... like resistant to it. I'm just like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. So that's my elementary love.
Colin, how would you compare baby Colin to baby Bono?
That's what I was gonna ask.
Or future Colin. I kind of want to know the ethnicity of baby Colin. To see what the first evolution was.
What were you?
God. Okay. Well,
you were God.
What is Bono?
What?
Is
what? What a leap!
What happened?
I mean, you'd almost have to be baby God to hang out with baby Bono.
You definitely would,
and to turn Asian in your near future.
My life is just an interesting cycle.
That's a good
it's
word
like a chameleon.
For it.
I blend into whatever environment you put me in.
I just had a horrible thought.
Yeah.
What if,
good.
What a way to promise something.
Brace yourselves.
What if Colin actually develops like split personality disorder because of what we're putting him through, and his alter ego is named Theodore, and he's an Asian man?
And then you do weird things to microwaves that are running.
And invent time travel. What a year.
And you have a 100-ounce bag of Tootsie Rolls that you eat as fast as you can.
And black out.
I texted the boys today that Tootsie Roll mysteriously appeared on my desk.
Freaking out. Dude, they know.
Just to kind of go back to that, the colored Tootsie Rolls are the best.
What?
You're wrong. You're wrong.
No. Yeah, no, y'all, no. Y'all be tripping. Y'all be tripping.
Vanilla?
They're the best.
Blue is vanilla, and it's bad.
No, it's good. Ugh. Have you ever had one, Trent?
I had one literally yesterday.
I've just never liked Tootsie Rolls, no matter what the flavor.
I agree, Chris.
I don't know if it's the texture or what.
Chocolate Tootsie Rolls suck.
No.
But
they're all chocolate.
No.
No, they're not. The fruit ones are...
They're not.
They're chocolate fruit.
Have you guys ever had a king-sized Tootsie Roll?
They're not fruit. It's not like compacted strawberries they put in a roll and call it a Tootsie Roll.
Well, it's not real fruit. No.
Tootsie fruit.
It's also not real chocolate.
For this part of the show, I'm now going to eat... a real mid-sized Tootsie Roll. This is the
Let's Lady in the Tramp that.
Oh.
No. This episode brought to you by Tootsie Rolls.
You and me, lips meeting on a brown, squishy, tubular, delicious treat.
Come here, Toots.
Oh, God.
I want it all in.
Oh.
Yeah, those are, I was going to say, like, king size, any bigger than the small ones.
Even cardboard wrapper.
You went all in on that.
I sure did.
While Trent chews, let me pose a question. Because it's gonna be a while.
Bye, Trent.
Trent, we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, please, somebody boot him from the call.
No,
I'm fine. No, shut up.
Actually, this is Trent's last appearance on the podcast. I hope you enjoyed Trent Safford on Poor Quality. What? Please say your goodbyes.
No,
we're taking the show on the road. Sorry, Trent.
It's Tootsie Roll.
You guys don't have the passwords. Only I do.
Chris, how do you feel about Trent eating that Tootsie Roll?
I don't know. Mystery Tootsie Roll showing up on desks. I'm not sure how much you can trust those.
Yeah.
It's just brown. Normie.
Back to the whole relationship thing. My new significant other is here, so I may have to...
Oh!
Oh.
What?
Ooh.
May have to...
I don't matter.
Should bring her in?
Should we interview her?
Hey, no. Cameo.
This can only go well.
Yeah, I'm eating a Tootsie Roll.
Surely not going to go bad.
Hello?
Please tell her.
Chris's guest, please come
babe,
in.
I'm doing a podcast. You're going to have to wait.
Colin knows he's married.
They understand.
Whatever you need to do, Chris, it's your day.
So is this Chris's goodbye?
Yeah, I'm sorry. She's here because it's my birthday and I don't want to.
Could you like pop in and just say hi?
It's Chris's birthday.
Happy birthday
to Mr. President.
To Chris.
Happy birthday.
Happy baby birthday. Bono. No.
Baby Bono, Sigourney Weaver, no. Cartoon Mom.
Dear Chrissy Dreams.
Chris.
Happy birthday to you.
To Chris.
Okay.
It's Chris. Bye, Chris.
Can she come in and like say hi? Just for like us?
Yeah, I can have her say hi.
Like just literal hello.
Yeah.
And then peace out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Her hello will be your goodbye.
So we're all for sure gonna moon her, right?
Yeah, everybody get your butts out.
For sure.
What's up?
Hi. These are all my friends. Butts? Oh, God.
Just me?
What a bunch of butt heads.
Wait. I wanna play a game here.
Please.
I wanna play a game.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Chris is right now talking to his significant other.
Oh.
Oh, hold on.
She sounds hot.
Go on. She can't hear you. Probably. Maybe.
What if cartoon Sigourney Weaver pops into screen with Chris?
Let's try to dictate. Let's dictate Chris's conversation to the significant other. As so, you know, she comes in. She comes in. And he goes.
No, wait, Colin, you gotta stop. You're on speakerphone now.
Oh, she's here.
Are we really?
Chris just looks happier.
Hell yeah, we only see you though, goober.
He's got like a spark, like a magical glint.
He does. Look at him.
And introducing...
She's invisible. Chris, you're dating a ghost.
Hi.
The ghost. Oh, she's real.
It's John Cena.
Welcome to the podcast.
Happy to be here.
This is Colin. That's Hi. Mike. That's Trent. That's Matt. That's Zach.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Elizabeth. Mike.
Oh. My name's Matt.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
And what are you drinking tonight?
Yeah.
True.
All right, great joke.
She's as good at responding as Chris is. Chris, get out of here and
get out.
End the recording. Chris. End your call.
Have a great night.
All right, I will please. Upload what I have.
Fantastic. Please leave. Happy birthday.
Okay, bye.
You please leave, but we love you. Wait. Chris, sign off officially.
This has been Chris Birthday Boy O'Brien.
Oh my gosh, off.
Chris.
Bye.
Bye, Chris.
Bye, Chris.
Bye, you, Chris.
Bye,
Chris.
Love you.
What a
give
trip.
Her a smooch for us.
Ooh. Oh, we didn't moon him.
Oh,
dang it.
Snap got it.
You forgot her name? Right. It's...
Overload him with dude butts.
I told you. I forget people's Chris, names immediately.
You know what's kind of funny? Her name's Theodore. Sigourney.
Wait.
What? No.
I don't believe you.
Okay. Oh. Okay. So I have a question.
Colin's got a question, guys.
Okay, so it's mid-November. As of recording this, it is November 16th.
Mm-hmm.
When is too early to hang Christmas decorations?
Not too early.
I can tell you right now that I've been listening to Christmas music since August.
Yeah, I also wanted to hit on this. Sick. What kind of fucking month? Sorry, what kind of
That's not good.
We're going to cut. Can I grab a new beer real quick?
I'll start over. What kind of monster are you to listen to Christmas music for, like, most of the year?
So here's the thing. I've been reaffirmed in my Christmas music listening throughout the year ways. Because at work, I joined a work chat room that's just called Christmas. And you know what we talk about in there, Zach?
Can I guess?
I want Zach to guess.
All the weird, lame presents you're going to get each other?
No. Christmas.
Christmas.
All year long.
I want to make my stance on this very clear.
Go for it.
I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of the year. Uh-huh. Winter is my favorite season.
Preach.
Mm-hmm. Snowing, winter, cold.
Snow.
Like, I'm a chubby dude, so winter is the best for me because I get to wear layers, which make me look better, and I'm not sweating all the time. All
right.
So winter is my favorite, and Christmas is my favorite part of winter. I love Christmas, but Christmas doesn't come in August.
Well,
and that's part of what makes it so special is that it's only like post-Thanksgiving, pre-New Year's.
Well, yes. You got to think of it.
You get about a month.
You got to think about it historically. They took the census during the summer.
Okay.
Oh.
Jesus was born during the census in the summer. You got to start jingling those bells all the way in the summer.
You're right. Mary and Joseph were definitely jingling bells, Mary writing Christmas and Joseph, carols.
They're the ones who wrote it.
My dad's a pastor.
That's and in all the books.
Donner and Blitzen brought nice gifts with the wise men.
Yes, the three wise men on reindeer. And Santa was there too.
And when Mary had Jesus and he was crying, she was like, "Silent night, come on. Don't you know how this goes?"
Come on, everybody. And that's why they weren't too cold, because it was summer.
No crying he makes.
That's probably not how Mary sounded.
There is no way that before fall even hits, it's not even fall yet, and you are listening to Christmas music.
Okay, it is fall, isn't it? Autumn has happened.
No, August? I'm saying in August, though.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you said about autumn. August. Yeah, I thought you said autumn. I am sorry.
I think I can explain. So Matt kind of has like a bell curve of Christmas music. And so it starts in August. It's not like constant, but like, ooh, maybe it's been a while since we've heard Winter Wonderland. And then, you know, maybe. Okay, I get what you're saying. Well, I'm saying like maybe like 2 songs in August, 7 songs in September, like 30 in October. And then November, it's just like constantly straight.
See, but then you're
into December.
But you're missing,
and then well into January,
and then like January,
February is pretty good for Christmas music as well.
March is a pretty good cutoff.
March starts the bell curve down, but it's still 90%.
Yeah.
First of all,
that's a lot.
There's not enough Christmas music that exists to where you wouldn't want to blow your brains out after listening to it for 6 months.
That sounds like a personal. Not, that sounds like a personal.
There's not
thing.
Enough volume the of most. Christmas like songs. You can only listen to NSYNC Christmas on repeat so many times.
So many times.
Can we give our favorite like Christmas albums right now?
Yeah, if we talk about this anymore, I'm gonna get upset.
I got mine. You ready for mine? You want mine right now?
Yeah.
Right here. Right on.
Yeah. Let's do it. Best Christmas album of all time, hands down, no questions asked. Taylor Swift's Christmas album. That's it. That's all. And that's it.
Michael Bublé.
You know, in all seriousness, which, yeah, you're Colin, yeah, spot on. You nailed it. I grew up listening to James Taylor's Christmas album. My parents, like, that's all they would have on repeat Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And I remember being, like, so bored and sad with it. And now when I listen to it, it's just perfect.
That's how I like to think of my Christmases, bored and sad.
You just contradict. I'm upset.
Wait, when I was a child, I didn't know what I was doing.
When I was a young Matt.
When I was a young Matt Bus. Thank you.
That's my favorite Christmas album.
The Lion King soundtrack.
Yeah. The Lion King Christmas.
Got that on repeat.
Akuna, it's Christmas. Akuna.
I think my favorite is 8-Bit Jesus by Dr. Octorok. It's an 8-Bit Christmas album. And I
like the Mario theme song Christmas dub.
No, it's actually called Super Jingle Bros. Like,
that's great. Oh, it's like a thing?
Yeah, I actually listen to it. It's on iTunes and Spotify.
I open a new beer, everyone, because I'm super duper not an alcoholic. Brigade Ale. It's interesting. It's a prohibition style ale, which I actually don't know much about. So it's good. I'm pleasantly surprised.
All right. And if it was a fictional character.
Yeah.
So it's got like a cool malt like sweetness.
Kind of like a hot mom.
Oh,
I'm going to say Frodo.
Oh, Frodo. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd say it's hobbity. I'd agree.
Mm-hmm. Hippity hobbity.
This feels like a sturdy, like dependable, barely makes it through Mordor kind of beer.
So it doesn't remind you more of Sam?
Yeah, it does. As soon as I said Frodo, I was like, oh, Sam would be better.
I'm glad you said that because I completely agree. Yeah. I've got actually a hop nosh at this point.
Ooh, weren't you drinking that last week or something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's my favorite beer of this.
We were talking for quite a long time about three of these guys' lives with their significant other, but one thing that we haven't really driven into is dates that we've had that possibly haven't gone the best, and I'm curious what kind of story Trent has to share.
So I kind of started this, or ran this by guys in our group chat, but I was actually offered to be paid to be somebody's prom date my sophomore year. Yeah. So there was these two girls, and they were twins, which was interesting because I didn't really know them, so telling them apart, not easy.
Very hard.
But I was in student council all throughout high school, and so because of that, like, I knew some of the seniors. And so they're like, hey, this one girl, she's like one of the twins, you probably have seen her. She's got like a huge crush on you, and she like really wants to go to prom with you, so would you go? She said that she would give you money to do this.
Oh boy.
And I was like, I don't know.
What kind of numbers again, are we talking?
I was like, I think it was like $50, something like. It was
holy
like,
cow!
You know, I could,
if you're good at something, don't do it for free.
Don't
Trent.
Do it for free. Well, and okay, so that gets into it. I'm not good socially. I'm very bad at meeting people.
I'm very bad at
engaging conversation. No, I'm very bad at dancing. I know. I don't think I got her a corsage.
Trent's not bad at dancing because
I wasn't
Come
like
on.
Thinking.
Who said that?
Who
would've... No.
That's your work in customer service.
So you got paid to be just like an average date when it comes down to.
Not even an average date. Like, not bad because I wasn't like rude, but just like boring and super self-conscious. and I don't think she actually gave me money because I feel like my parents told me not to do that. They're like, you should just go. You should just be a nice boy. You don't have anyone else going with you. And I was like, thanks, Mom!
Oh, no. Yeah,
it was Mom, no.
No, Dad,
Mommy, stop it. Daddy,
please,
no.
Tickling my hurt spot. It where it hurts.
Trent, how old were you during this?
Like, sophomore.
Dang.
What?
I didn't realize you could prostitute that early.
Okay, you know what? I didn't get paid. Got him. I didn't even dance. But, you know, I probably...
Was this homecoming or was this prom?
No, I don't think it actually was prom. Now that we're deep this far into the story, I think it was like a winter formal or something, not like as high stakes, but...
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it was weird.
Yeah.
But
I guess it depends on the dance. Cause I mean, if you're going to junior prom, I mean, and you get like $50 to be a hot date, I expect you to deliver. Especially if you're also a junior, cause that's kind of a pivotal moment.
Let me just say, for the price of $0, they got what they paid for.
They got what they paid for. That's right.
In fact, I might owe them a couple bills.
That's fair.
It sounds like the beginning of some like terrible rom-com where it's like we pay the boy $50, then he gets like a makeover.
No joke, that's actually legitimately the plot of like 10 Things I Hate About You, which I just watched last night.
Of course it's 10 Things I Hate About You. Of course that's what I'm referencing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Young Heath Ledger could sweep me off my feet anytime.
Rip.
He wants.
He's not around so much anymore. Heaven.
I know. It like I legitimately get so sad every time I think about it.
He was great.
He was God.
What a date.
Mike, wasn't your weird first date on with young Heath Ledger?
It actually now that you remind me, I think
what a transition.
He offered you chicken nuggets. Am I remembering this right?
He didn't like the crust on the chicken.
Mr. Chance.
It wasn't lunch where my prom date occurred. But what did happen was I was dating this girl for a few months at the time, and I wasn't sure where things were going. It was high school. I was a junior, whatever. We went to junior prom, like, as a date, because that makes sense. And about 2 days after, I broke up with this girl. And I felt, yeah, I know, harsh, right? Like, it almost, from her perspective, it was probably like, oh,
jeepers.
just wanted a prom date.
This is a fun story.
Yeah, I don't know if this was the one to tell.
I said that expecting it to get better. Is that where it ends?
Well, the thing is, the more I tell about that story, the harsher it's gonna get.
I want to hear it, but I don't.
We're in this. Let's go, Mike.
She's doing great now. Yeah, she's got a boyfriend. Like a I think. I actually don't know. But I remember seeing a photo on Instagram where she worked out with Mike Tyson. So that's cool. Oh.
Was that the story?
Reverse.
Cha-cha real smooth now.
And as smooth as possible, it looks like we're bottoms up.
Oh, wait. Let me jut in here. But if you guys want to get a hold of us, you can email us at poorquality@gmail.com. And please review us on iTunes. That's a huge way for podcasts to get recognized and to like go up the new and noteworthy charts. So please give us a listen. Give us a review. Preferably not a bad one. But like, my name is Poor Quality. So like, if you thought it was bad and lived up to its name, like 5 stars, right? So, please only 5 stars. Please. We'll get better. It'll be 5 stars eventually.
We're only going up.
Maybe. Yeah. Probably.
We're going all the way up. So I guess that's where we leave it. I have been Michael Emerald Wadena.
I've been Colin, please take pictures of me, Daddy Parker.
I've been Zach. I'm going to try and get a workout date with Mike Tyson so Michael Wadena notices me, Schroeder. Oh.
I've been Matt Christmas Music Byers.
F*** you. All
right. I have been Trent Crisscross Safford.
All right.
Nice.
Thanks.
Well, folks, it looks like we're bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us the time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini from the album This Is Waker. This particular show has been poor quality.
Well, yeah.
But
Yeah.
What else did you expect? With a little scrap of paper.
And done.
And recording.